all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It's time for Hollywood. I love this first story. Katy Perry made an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, where she talked about how Orlando Bloom popped the question.
But it was really sweet. He asked me to marry him in a helicopter. Actually, the funny part is we had champagne in the helicopter, and we landed on a rooftop, and my whole family was there.
Oh,
and all
that's
my
great.
Friends. He did so well.
It was like James Bond style, she said. There was a slight accident in the helicopter as he was proposing. You can hear all about it on our blog right now. And Pete Davidson gave a heckler mocking Mac Miller's death the boot from a show. Pete started off by telling some joke, something like, hey, a funny thing happened to me recently. And then somebody in the audience yelled, Mac Miller died.
Oh, that's nice.
And if you don't know, Pete Davidson's ex-fiancée, Ariana Grande, used to date Mac Miller.
That's right.
Well, that's when Pete stopped his routine, asked the audience to point out the person who yelled it out. Then he told security, if you don't escort the guy out right now, I'm leaving the stage. And then he added, and also give back his money because I don't want his money.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I like that. Yeah. And Bebe Rexha is clearing up some things about her relationship with her dad. She actually posted a screenshot of a text message he sent to her. She just released her new Last Hurrah music video. And Bebe's dad texted her the following day saying, you better stop posting stupid pornography because you're making me sick. I can't take it anymore. I'm embarrassed to go out in public. Bebe posted that screenshot to her Instagram story. She captioned it, my dad hates me. And then, of course, all of her fans just tore apart her dad.
Yeah.
So she just wrote, don't say mean things about my dad. He's an amazing father. I should never have posted his screenshot. I'm disappointed in myself and not my dad.
I will say, I follow her on Twitter, and she does post some risque pictures of herself.
As a dad, how much can you take of seeing your daughter naked on social media? I'm sure it's tough for him.
Yes.
And her. You can see her dad's tweets right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 650. Time for good news. Every weekday morning, 650, we bring you good news. Do you have good news for us? Call us and tell us your good news. Did you just start a new job? Do you have a new boyfriend? Ooh. We would love to hear at 860-247-9570. Hey, good news for Connecticut military.
Yeah, Courtney, this is great news. The Hartford Wolfpack are hosting a military appreciation night this Saturday night. Over 200 cadets are going to be sworn in on the ice during the game, and veterans and active service members will be honored throughout the game as well. So just a really great thing for the Connecticut's military.
Nice.
And if you are an active military member or a veteran, you can get discounted tickets as well. Game starts at 7:30 at the XL Center this Saturday night.
Yes, great news. All right, I've got good news for Game of Thrones fans. Ooh. Or if you're an Oreo fan.
Okay.
I know that's strange, but there's a special Game of Thrones Oreo. It's being released, and right now we don't know anything about the Oreo, kind of like we don't know anything about the show.
They're
keeping it secret, but they're saying it's coming. Be ready any day now, a new Game of Thrones Oreo, which I know Gavin will get.
I love Game of Thrones, and I'm trying to shred for the wet, so I don't know about the Oreos, but I love Game of Thrones.
It's so funny. Last week, I was at the package store, and I saw a Game of Thrones bottle of scotch.
Oh, yeah.
So in my life, my wife loves Game of Thrones,
yes.
And I was like, oh, I'll buy her the bottle of scotch.
Yes.
When I got up to the register, it was $75.
What?
$75.
That's crazy.
And I didn't want to look like a cheapo.
Did you get
didn't
it?
Buy it?
You bought it?
I bought it. Now I regret it because I needed that $75.
Well, judging from the last photo you posted of your wife, you probably should have skipped the booze.
Yeah.
There's a few weeks ago when she was hot tubbing with her girlfriends and you posted a photo of her sleeping on the basement floor.
Yeah.
You might want to skip the booze.
True.
All right. Walmart Jeff, your good news.
My good news is a rat in Germany is being fat shamed after it got stuck in a sewer grate. Now, I'm only doing this story because you're going to see it everywhere today.
No, we're not. Stop.
It's catching on in popularity. So the rat was actually rescued by fire workers. And, the picture was posted online and all the comments were fat shaming the rat.
Oh, poor rat.
Maybe the good news is the rat didn't die.
It's dead.
Stop.
Yeah, no, they killed the rat. So
this is awful.
There you go.
It's awful. Awful. Share your good news, please. A happy story, something good in your life. Call us right now, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 709. Cold today, and then we'll see light snow tonight, ending by morning, 1 to 3 inches. So not much, which is which is good. It's almost time. We've got passes to see Dean Lewis in our Duncan Music Lounge. Plus, we also have tickets to see Cinderella at the Oakdale Theater. So what we're going to do is play Peel and Squeal. Sorry, Gavin.
Yes. Are you serious?
Take your pants off.
What did I do to deserve this?
Well, you are shredding for your wedding, which is coming up in a few months, and I think we should get rid of some of this excessive Italian hair all over your body.
Yeah, it gets a little excessive on my arms and on my legs.
It's a lot.
But nothing on my chest.
I know. I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm not a man yet.
Hey, I got nothing on my chest either.
Oh, God. You're so white.
I am pale.
Stop. Nobody wants to see that.
All right. Anyway, Peel and Squeal. This is what we do. If you want to win your way to see Dean Lewis at the Duncan Music Lounge, or if you'd like to go see Cinderella, all you have to do is call us, because I'm going to take duct tape. I'm going to put it on the hairiest parts of Gavin's butt. Honey.
Walmart Chef has a huge smile. Yes. This is the only time I've ever seen Walmart Chef smile.
I do, because I changed out the duct tape with good duct tape.
He did.
No, this used to be like dollar store duct tape. It wasn't that bad. And this is like heavy duty.
Oh my God.
Home Depot duct tape.
It is.
We are going to put this duct tape, pieces of it, on Gavin's body. And if you call us, you get to choose a number. We'll pull off a strip of duct tape and see what you won. Plus, we'll be getting rid of his hair at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It's a win-win for everybody.
Peel and
for me.
Squeal for a good cause. Where do you want it to go, Walmart Jeff?
Let's do number one on let's do one on his forearm.
I think
forearm?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hairy there.
No, let's do right here. Look at all that hair right there.
Oh, no. That's a lot. That? There's a lot there.
Yeah, you can do that.
What is that, the forearm?
Yeah.
It's on the forearm.
I feel like all of the hair converges in one spot on your arm.
Yeah, it doesn't go to the upper arm.
Let's do it right here. Ready? I'm going to put it on there tight.
Nice and tight.
I'll tighten him up. Don't worry.
Okay.
Duct tape number two, Walmart Jeff. Lower back, lower stomach, leg. Look at the leg.
Geez, the let's do a leg. Let's do right below the knee.
Right below the... Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one. Sorry, that is a good one.
Tight. This is not going to be good. This. Oh, man.
All right, and the last piece of duct tape. I wish he had like that hair that grows out of the collar.
I got nothing on the neck. I got nothing on my back.
He's got his lower stomach hair. He's got some armpit hair. He's got lower back hair.
Let's do an eyebrow.
No.
Hold the back. How about the back of his neck?
Hair.
The back of his neck.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I know. I need a haircut.
Oh, look,
I need a haircut.
Jeff, can you see this hair? Look at this. Oh, my gosh. I got to take off. That is a lot of hair.
It's a bit brambly.
I know. I'm going to go right with your hairline. Don't worry. It's almost like you were going to, the hairdresser.
I am going to the barber.
Oh,
no. That
one's
going to
hurt.
That is a bad spot.
We got to get a picture of that.
I've got to. All right. If you would like to play Peel and Squeal to win, call us right now, 860-247-9570.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Mary.
Mary, where are you calling from?
Springfield.
Mary in Springfield. Welcome to Peel and Squeal. I've got three pieces of duct tape on the hairiest parts of Gavin's body. And all you have to do is pick a number 1 through 3, and I'm going to rip it off, and underneath it will reveal what you have won, Mary.
That's awesome.
No, it's not awesome, Mary. This is the worst thing ever. Why? You want me to be in pain, Mary?
Yes. You got to have no hair for the wedding. You're good.
That's true. Good point.
All right, Mary, would you like duct tape number 1, 2, or 3?
I'll go with number 2.
Number 2 is located on his leg.
My leg.
And I'm about to rip it off, Mary. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh!
That was a good one, Mary. Underneath it says you are going to go see Cinderella at the Oakdale Theater.
Awesome. My daughter will love that.
Yay! Congratulations, Mary. Sorry, Gavin. We have numbers 1 and 3 left, so call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Cassie.
Cassie, where are you calling from?
Moodin.
Cassie, Moodus. All right. It is Peel and Squeal. I've got 2 pieces of duct tape on Gavin at the moment because we already had one winner. And the numbers are 1 and 3. All you need to do is give me a number. I'll rip the duct tape off his hair and reveal what you've won, okay?
Okay.
All right. Cassie, is it going to be 1 or 3?
Oh, I'm going to go with 3.
She's going to go with 3.
Yes.
That is the neck.
Yeah, base of the neck, lots of hair. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm sorry, Gavin.
Oh, this is the worst thing ever.
Count of three.
Oh, God.
One.
No.
Two. Three.
Oh.
I did get a little hair in that one.
The neck is pretty sensitive.
It is.
I hope I won something really big for that pain I just caused him.
Well, guess what? You and a guest are going to be in our Duncan Music Lounge to see Dean Lewis.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. Congratulations, Cassie. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Thank you.
We still have one left to go. Who wants to play Peel and Squeal? 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Tanya.
Tanya, where are you calling from?
Branford.
Well, Tanya, welcome to the show. It is Peel and Squeal. We're getting Gavin ready for the wedding by ripping duct tape off his hairy body.
Oh, my gosh.
We want him to be hair-free. but you're in luck. There's only one number left, Tanya.
Number one.
It will reveal your prize, which is awesome, and you want number one. So are you ready, Tanya?
I'm all set.
All right, the count of three. Man. I'm going to be ripping this off his body.
This is not going to be good.
All right, here we go. One.
Oh, God, be gentle.
One.
Oh, God.
Two.
Oh.
Three.
Oh,
my God.
God. Look at that.
Yeah, that's a lot of hair.
That was a lot of hair.
Tanya, that was the best one.
Awesome.
And congratulations. You're going to be with us to see Dean Lewis perform in our Duncan Music Lounge.
Great. Thank you.